The center-right government of Prime Minister Petr Nečas faces a confidence vote in the lower house on Friday evening. The vote was called by the Prime Minister to test support for his government after the splintering of the smallest coalition partner, Public Affairs, over a corruption scandal. The future of the government now depends on support from a newly emerged faction around Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík, who defected from Public Affairs, and a number of independent deputies. Observers say the government is likely to pass Friday's confidence vote, but predict it will prove harder to find support for its reforms. In related news, trade union representatives and activists from the Stop Vladia or Stop the Government movement agreed on Friday on additional protests against the country's center-right government, which would build up to a strike at the end of June. Yaroslav Zavagil, the head of the trade union's umbrella organization CHEMKOS, revealed the news but declined to provide additional details concerning different protest events. He did say that members of both camps would prepare a new coordination center to prepare activities. Earlier this week, union representatives warned the government that the next protests would hurt. Czech Radio will launch a new largely spoken word station later in 2012, merging three stations, Leonardo, Radio Česko and Czech Radio 6 in one. The move is in part reaction to a drop in listenership and will be accompanied by restructuring at Czech Radio that will also lead to layoffs. A projected 15-20% of employees, one-fifth, will be let go over the next 2 years, the head of Czech Radio, Petr Duhan, confirmed. The new station, operatively being called Czech Radio 4, will be launched either on the 1st of November or December of this year. Ecological activists from Friends of the Earth have awarded Jan Straský, the head of Šumava National Park, this year's ROPAK anti-award for most damaging environmental policies. The organization said they had chosen from among 24 candidates that also included Prague's chief hygiene officer, the environment minister and the country's president, but Mr. Straský's name came up the most. The activists slammed him for allegedly damaging the good name of the national park and for taking questionable steps in care which they argued had hurt the local ecosystem. They also criticized his calling in the police during past activist protests. The national park head countered by saying that the charges contained many inaccuracies. He stressed that if he had upset the group, he had probably done something right. The ROPAK anti-award takes its name from a fictional creature that survives on industrial waste, an animal that was invented by Czech filmmaker Jan Svěrák. Turning to sport, legendary jockey Josef Váňa is recovering from an operation after breaking his leg on Thursday in a fall in training. According to doctors, the racer, who has won the Pardubice steeplechase 8 times, should take at least a half-year break. But on Friday, on a Czech website, the jockey himself said he hoped to be back in the saddle within a month at the latest. On Thursday, Mr. Váňa was thrown by a mare known as Dancing Babe, a more problematic horse in his stable, the website IDNES noted. Finally, a quick look at the weather. The weekend is expected to see unseasonably hot conditions with clear skies. Daytime highs should reach 28 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Fellinger. That's the news.